Royce Lovett is in the news with his big win over there with The Voice. We're going to have Royce here with us this morning in a retro conversation we had with him now just about a year ago. Fred Rabath is making another movie, so we'll talk with him, and Yasmin Khan here again to talk about The Walk to End Alzheimer's. It's going to be a great show. You stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office. Merrymaids, call Merrymaids. Relax, and it's done.
In 1945, Jack Widen started a glass company in Tallahassee. Now, over 70 years and three generations later, it's still working every day, doing just as Jack wanted, giving his customers real solutions for replacing window glass, providing custom-cut mirrors, and supplying superior bath and shower enclosures. Local building contractors know Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. They prefer Widen because of their precision and mastery of eye-catching storefront glass and countertop glass. It's a fact. When you choose Widen Glass, you're working with real glass people who will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. It's what Jack Widen wanted, and it's been the Widen way of doing business for over 70 years. Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first family in glass since 1945. Call Widen Glass today or visit them online, 850-222-5781 or widenglass.com.
We are again for another journey down the Tallahassee lane called Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, your humble host. Remember that we are available to you all the time online. TallahasseeTalks.com is the place to go. Find out what is on the show for that week. People like Fred Rabath, this movie maker local who is been at it for a while. He's got another film that starts here in the month of October. They begin shooting. So we had a conversation with him earlier on, and we'll get to him here in the second hour. Going to find out all about the movie that he has in mind. You know, he's really the chief cook and bottle washer on these projects because he's the writer, you know, director, producer. And he's got a pretty nifty stable of actors and actresses and such, technical crew. So we wish him well, and he'll talk about the filmmaking business here in Tallahassee and Florida and such. Now, of course, with all news being celebrated regarding Royce Lovett and his achievement, having won the deal over there at The Voice, ABC Television, having broadcast that, and it's made its headline news around town in various publications, including our own broadcast. Thought it'd be cool to have his conversation with me from now, just about a year ago, talking about the challenges he faces and has faced. Not an uncommon tale by any stretch. I mean, in whatever endeavor, be it artistic or not, yeah, there's just dues to pay, we'd say. And any of us who are career-minded, especially those of us who are more singular in that way, you know, have a career path, whether it's law or medicine, artistry, music, radio show host, kind of whatever your deal is, you know, you got to be willing to hang in because few of us ever get that smooth path or straight line. Yeah, man, it's right. It's kind of curvy and there are rivers to cross, metaphorically speaking, sometimes involving real rivers, too. So some of my friends who are in that wilderness business. Yeah, okay, you get the point. So Royce Lovett will talk about some of those challenges and He's got some music to share with us in that segment of the show. It'll be coming up here in the first hour. So he brought his guitar with him and his remarkable talent, and we'll just have a good time. Let's see here. Prior to that, I've got Yasmin Khan. She's going to talk about the Walk to End Alzheimer's fundraiser for the Alzheimer's Association. Good person, good project, good cause. So we'll learn about that coming up. And I want to say, too, as we are here in this kind of in-between, some have thought that this might be the dog days of summer. I don't know what to call it. It's just seemingly that it's just dragging on, and you know, the humidity and the heat. Come on. It's like we're in love with 93 degrees. We just cannot seem to get away from this, or it's in love with us. But hope is up ahead. We're looking forward to an extended forecast where we're going to actually get some rain, perhaps. Hopefully, cooler temperatures ultimately, inevitably, will have to be here, right? But in the meantime, it's kind of a, I guess, kind of an upside to that is that there's still plenty of outdoor stuff to be doing around town, whether they're festivals or, you know, concerts and jazz like that, or if you're just going out on one of the rivers, maybe you're taking your kiddos and a picnic lunch and go hang out at Cascades Park. That's not a bad idea. But whatever you're doing, make sure that you have taken into account all that Tallahassee really has to offer. And there's plenty of indoor stuff too, by the way. Right? And we had a new movie theater coming. Like, okay, we need that. Urban Tallahassee reporting out earlier in the week, and there was a post on our Facebook page about that, or a shared post from Urban Tallahassee. Yeah, so I mean, the reality is that this is a community that, for its history, going back, you know, what, 150 years or so into the early part of the 19th century and its founding, lived in a kind of agrarian economy that was not given to innovation and progress and such. And you just kind of turn out the product, largely cotton, and, you know, run by a handful of landowners, plantation owners, and everybody else works the land, produces the product. That's the model. So when you talk about innovation in the 20th century and now the 21st century, and especially in the last decade or two, you start to see that model give way to a different way of thinking of ourselves. And having conversations with a few folks earlier in the week, Lisa Brown and I were talking. She's, as you know, pretty plugged in, had a run at a city commissioner seat that ultimately went to Jeremy Matlow. But she's a very engaged, very plugged in, running Tallahassee Leon Federal Credit Union over there. She's been at it for a long time, been in and around business community, been in and around public service, affordable housing. You know, the council there, she's deeply involved in that. Anyway, we're talking about this plantation mentality. And she acknowledged that. She said, you know, when I was running for office, there were all of these bubbles that I had to go and try to participate in. And I was asking her, what do you mean by that? So she observed that, in fact, there are these sort of conclaves, or she called them bubbles, the groups that tend to think first about their own individual selected needs, whether that's some organization, maybe a chamber group or a service group of some kind, or maybe it's a neighborhood association. Yeah, those are my peeps. You know, that's where I hang. And what she was talking about is this move toward us being better aware of all that we really are, and there being this shared identity and a crossing over of. You know, when I talk about crossing over rivers, well, part of that in business means that you're participating in other business endeavor. And in that way, there's a kind of collaborative effort. So it's an inclusive way. It is not an exclusive way. It is sensitive to what other people bring to the table that might be incorporated into a larger whole. That's what we're about here, and that's what today's show is all about. So you stay with me.
The devastation is unparalleled in our history. The massive damage, displacement, and loss of life are staggering. The recovery will be long and painful. Hurricane Michael has left its mark with us forever. Through it all, the remarkable devotion of utility service personnel, emergency management leaders, law enforcement and first responders, community relief organizations, and the hundreds of volunteers bringing aid and comfort to thousands of people here and across the region has been nothing less than heroic. It's hard to know how to express our gratitude, but right here, right now, this is our heartfelt word of thanks to all of you, our heroes, the men and women who have stepped up and remain determined to win this fight, and no doubt will go on caring and serving. Thank you. From Sperry & Associates, planning, design, and construction since 1973. Online at sperryconstruction.com.
Hi, I'm Melissa Bruner, and you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Memory loss that disrupts daily life may be a symptom of Alzheimer's or other dementia. Alzheimer's is a brain disease that causes a slow decline in memory, thinking, and reasoning skills. Now, there are 10 warning signs and symptoms. You know what they are? Well, you can find out if you'll go to the Alzheimer's organization. Their website is alts.org. That and all kinds of very important information, including an upcoming fundraiser that we love telling you about because it is ubiquitous in its impact. It has far-reaching consequences when we contribute to Alzheimer's Association. You're really getting it on all fronts, and we have a couple of very able folks with us this morning to bring us up to speed. Our young old friend Yasmin Khan. She's the development manager for this part of the Alzheimer's world. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to have you back with us. And the ever lovely Jordan Burroughs, and she is this year's chair for the Alzheimer's Walk. How are you, Jordan?
Hey, great. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you with us. Tell us about the walk, Jordan. What's this all about?
So the Tallahassee Walk to End Alzheimer's is really a way for the community to get together and show their support for people who have Alzheimer's and the people who caregive for them, the loved ones who are really fighting that battle with them day in and day out, to raise awareness and also to have a little fun, to just raise some money and help find a cure for this terrible disease.
I'm reading here from some of the literature. Every year, more than a half million people come together in over 600 communities nationwide with this Alzheimer's Walk to End. And this says participants carry flowers representing their connection to Alzheimer's. Yasmin, tell us a little bit more about your work with the association. I know that you work long and hard. This is a 24/7 sort of gig, isn't it?
This time of year, it gets a little bit busy.
Intense,
but as Jordan mentioned, it's all going for a great cause.
Yeah. And so we have here instructions: join the fight, start a team, which amounts to what? What do we do?
So it's actually quite simple to start a team. Our website that you mentioned earlier, alz.org/walk, brings you directly to our Walk to End Alzheimer's page. While there, you can click on your area, so for us, Tallahassee, and you can click on the Join a Team button, Register button. It's user-friendly. We try to make it as quick and easy as possible for folks to get signed up and get involved.
Okay, so Again, we want to get to the website for this, right?
Yeah,
so I'm at alz.org, ALZ.org, right?
Slash walk.
Click on, and then I...
Oh, there you are, yeah.
Well, there's a button right here.
There you go,
it
yeah.
It says find your walk.
Uh-huh. And then click on find your walk.
Yes, I did that. Do it again?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Perfect. And then click on Florida.
So polite. right, and we've got... Florida.
Uh-huh.
And there are 21.
There are quite a few, yeah.
In Florida. There's Tallahassee.
There's Tally. So you click on Tally and it brings you directly to our Tallahassee page.
I love this.
It's fun, isn't it?
Clicking is fun.
It's interactive.
We should do more clicking. We're not on our computers enough. So then, number two, step two here is recruit. Jordan, what am I doing to recruit?
Well, the website is great because it's a very user-friendly participant portal, like Yasmin said. Mm. So once you start your team, you have a great link that you can send out to all of your friends and family.
Nice.
And they can click it and join the team. So then they have their own personal page where they can fundraise and keep track of how
very
much
cool.
they're
raising. You guys are top shelf, man.
And Jordan's the expert because her team, which is All You Need Is Love, they have over 20 walkers. So she's the person to ask.
Okay, well, cool. And see, I did all this, and now I'm at the point where I can register.
Yep.
I can volunteer. I can donate.
Uh-huh.
This says that there are 71 teams, 201 participants.
Yes.
And thus far, of your $80,000 goal, you've almost halfway.
Yeah, very
$39,587. If you're listening to this right now, you realize... that like for $100 maybe, okay, go $400. You've helped them achieve half of their goal, and we've got some more time. When does this happen? This is coming up in October.
Correct. October 12th, but we're actually fundraising until the end of the calendar year.
Oh.
So we have until December 31st to meet our goal.
Well, this is
goal.
Even more cooler.
Yeah,
okay.
There's time.
Third step, raise awareness and funds. I think we're in that portion of the conversation, but this says our fundraising tools make it easy. Jordan, you were just trying to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you did say that. Raise $100 or more to receive the official 2019 Walk to End Alzheimer's t-shirt. Gotta get that.
It's nice.
Wow. Okay, and then step four, come walk with us.
Yeah.
Where is it this year?
Cascades Park.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, very nice. And this happens on Saturday, October 12th. Check-in begins at 8 o'clock. You had a lot of folks there last year.
Yeah, we actually had 475 registered participants last year. And that was, even considering a rescheduling and having to change our date, we still had a wonderful turnout.
Is there any age limit to this?
No.
Right? So I can bring my baby in a carriage.
Absolutely.
I can bring my toddler.
Mm-hmm.
I can bring my father-in-law.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think I'm going to bring my father-in-law.
The walk is stroller friendly.
But it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cascades Park is a great place for such things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really is.
Bring your dog, too.
Yeah.
Dogs are welcome.
We love to see dogs.
I like that. Yeah. Puppies for Alzheimer's awareness.
Oh.
This is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of the work you're doing and have been doing for some time, you ever get tired of just preaching the same sermon over and over and over, hoping that people will start to get it? How does that work for you, Jordan?
I don't get tired because... a lot of what we do, I think Yasmin would agree, is listen. If I say I'm the chair of the Walk to End Alzheimer's, 9 times out of 10, the response is, oh, my grandmother had Alzheimer's, my
listening.
Family member had Alzheimer's.
Okay.
So it's you're getting that re-energizing every single time you're talking to somebody because it's very hard to find somebody who hasn't been affected by
and
this
they
disease.
They have inspiring stories to tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've come across a few of those. Ladies, thank you for your contribution to our welfare and for being our guest this morning. Much luck to you in
this. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Once again, the Alzheimer's Association bringing us Walk to End Alzheimer's October 12th, Cascades Park. Registration or check-in begins at 8 o'clock. You want to register online, you go to alz.org/Tallahassee. And you will be a part of this wonderful effort to make it all come together. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Folks, stay with me. I've got more coming up right after the break.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Super Signs. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic. You know, something clever. But that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Super Signs is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Super Signs. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Super Signs does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs too. So for your business or your birthday party, Super Signs is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Super Signs is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
If you've just joined us, I've got Royce Lovett. He's brought his axe with him, I believe, and we're going to have some music out of this guy. You know, you can't just walk in here and start talking, Royce. You got to work, baby.
Yes, I'm happy to.
And I know you got some new stuff coming at us. You've just where you been? You've been doing shows around the country. I mean, tell us about kind of the most recent stuff.
I've been setting goals and hitting them. Individual, career, family, just really setting goals, and it's been great.
It's not easy to do, is it?
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, I talked to Danny Bedrosian, and you know, he's gone, golly, 250 days a year. He's on tour out there with George Clinton, and he's got a wife, a little girl, and all this kind of stuff. That's a challenge. How old is your baby?
My youngest just turned 2.
Yeah,
and he is in school. We never put our oldest in school this soon. He's in school, and my oldest is 6.
Wow.
And it is hard, definitely, especially the way we value family. And you can see the way we value family in my kids when I leave. Yeah. It is really hard. But yes, I've been playing a lot on the road. I've been playing. One of my goals was to play places that I haven't been.
Yeah.
And so I've been doing a lot of meeting a lot of new people, sharing music with new people.
Cool.
Really getting on the business side of some things and hitting those analytic cities. And they see something and they're like, oh, I see something with that. I'm not really sure what I see, but I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And then when you say, okay, well, this is what you saw and I made it and it sounds great, let's do something. Sometimes it's hard for someone that might not be a trailblazer to just get out there and say, this is the box I'm going to put this in. Or maybe, can we get a few boxes? Can we make a new box? You know, like, what exactly can we do with this refreshing music that made me love it when I heard it?
It's interesting how that works, too, because the record companies then drive the formats for radio stations around
Completely.
The country.
Yeah.
When we put Moose together, Moose Magnificat, our mission was so broad. Mm-hmm. We said we'll play anybody as long as we can identify them within the community. So this was the only categorization that we looked at was, hey man, if you're coming up from among our ranks, you're in.
Yeah.
Certainly your music is there in formidable fashion, and it's a pleasure.
I appreciate that too.
We love it. Our listeners love it. What we find is that, again, you sort of defy categorization.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're okay with that, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But if I try to get you airplay on a local radio station, that's a tough thing to do.
Yeah, you really need a foot in the door, like a champion that already has a foot in the door to say, I know this isn't adult contemporary that you're used to, but it is. Play it. People are going to like it. You know?
Right.
And I know this isn't you know, soul that you're used to, but it is, play it, people are going to like it. Yeah. For instance, like, you know, folks had a huge problem with Beyonce making a country record, mm-hmm. and trying for a pop, soul, hip hop, pop artist,
yep.
to make a country record, and then for the label to take it to country.
Indeed.
You know, it was an interesting battle to see on social media and to hear amongst the ranks.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, you run into those things. For instance, things are really segregated too. For instance, Toby Mac, in the Christian world, you know, Toby Mac and Kirk Franklin making a record together. But then when you hear it on the radio, Kirk Franklin's verse is no longer on it. And so it's just, it is a weird, segregated, musically, hues and, you know, just market, you know.
Which really translates into the capitalization of the, the, you know, the monetization of what it is that you produce so that I can make more money off of you. Just talk about it.
Yeah, it's, I read something yesterday and I even brought that up now because I don't remember the quote, but it was just kind of just talking about how, you know, music is such a $1 billion industry, but the artists who make the music get like, I think it was like a 0.1%.
Yeah, it's a classic, you know? Tale. It is. It is this constant
that's
contest.
Why you do it for the love,
you
I guess.
You got to, man.
You know, I do
you
it
got
I love
to.
It.
And too many have gone before you that have been eaten up by it. And then I think of Ray Charles when he decided to do country music and his fans just rebelled. Or you know, Bob Dylan decided to you know, go electronic or whatever. You know, he went from being the unplugged folk singer.
Yeah. We got to grow. Like, you
it happens, doesn't it?
I love it.
I hope it does.
You got to grow.
Let's take some time. We're going to have you play a tune for us. What have you got? What are you going to do for us?
I have been, you know, I normally don't do this, like play new stuff.
Yeah.
On
just on the fly.
But I've been
that's because you
with
love us
stuff.
So much.
Yes. And so I actually came here with intentions, like, I could play something new or old, but yeah, I've been doing a lot of writing. And I got some songs on my mind right now.
We have one of the world's best producers sitting right across from us here in that control room. So
if I play something new,
if
I play something new, would it be possible that some folks can give me some feedback some kind of way?
I'm sure that we can get at least two or three people to tell you. I mean, we never have problems around here with people not sharing their opinions.
Okay.
We'll be cool with that.
All right,
well, let's take a moment. What's the song called?
I don't really have a name yet, but we can call it Playing Myself.
There we go.
Yeah.
Let's take it. We're going to listen to Royce Lovett with this new tune, Playing Myself.
Time when a man's 9 to 5, just for a check that leaves when it arrives. Spending all my time in the mileage on this car, but without you, baby, we ain't going too far. I've been playing myself, spending all my time with someone else when I want you.
Spend all my time with you. I wanna give you all my
I want to spend all my time with you. I want to give you all my money too. I want you to be my girl, so we can see the world, girl. I've been playing myself, I've been playing myself, spending all my time with someone else.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for over 70 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best, like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Hi, I'm Jerry.
And I'm Pete.
And we're with the Jerry Thigpen Trio. And you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
If you are just now joining us, well, shame on you. You've missed a great opportunity to get to know Royce Lovett here, who has blessed us with one of his fresh, I mean, it's not even cut yet. It's just right out of the man's soul, the yes. song that we have temporarily dubbed Playing Myself.
Yes.
So, okay, so if you missed that, well, you're going to have to go back and grab it off our website and listen to it there. Or maybe you can listen to it tonight. We're on tonight on Moose Magnificat at 9:30. I hear a lot of folks say the mm-hmm. internal struggle.
Yeah.
Maybe they're right. Maybe I'm just being stupid. I'm hanging on to something that, you know, just won't work.
Mm-mm.
And then he pushes back. You wrestle that way with
it? Yeah, I think every artist at some point has wrestled with that or is still wrestling with that. Mm. You know, I've definitely thought that closer to the point of signing. You know, just thinking, yeah, I've been doing this for 10 years. Like, what's going to pop? What's going on? Like, you know,
who defines your success?
Exactly.
Who defines what is successful? Right?
Exactly. That's the big question, is who defines success? And that's one thing that I've learned so much after making Love and Other Dreams. Just the success that it was and still is, how it's impacting people.
I wonder if that success, as we've been taught it to us, really has to do with somebody else making money off of your work. You know, that's when it all of a sudden becomes successful, because somebody else has you out there doing 200 dates a year and mm-hmm. making all that money for themselves.
Yeah. But you really got to redefine, like, your stance on mm-hmm. life, your true north. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and I had to do that a little bit last year, too, just because, you know, there was times I was like, man, like, I want to be making these dollars mm-hmm. with this record.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes it's, you know, it's just because of certain things didn't line up. It didn't happen that way.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm kicked right again, you know, and I have to say, like, dang, mm-hmm. you know, something is really happening here when people walk up. Or, you know, I had a guy walk up to me and he was like, yo, like, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Because we had a family reunion. Yeah, he was like, we had a family reunion last weekend, and the young folks wanted to play some trap, and the older folks wanted to play something else, and nobody could make a decision. And then my 16-year-old daughter put your CD in, and everybody was happy. And stuff
cool.
like that just makes me say, you're where you need
mm-hmm.
to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it continues to, like, encourage me.
And the challenge is, you're still a real guy. You're a dad. You're a husband.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta do what all that means,
mm-hmm.
you know, take care of the home front.
Mm-hmm.
And the money is a part of that.
It
can be a big part of that.
Yeah,
so
both ways.
Like, you know, okay, how do I...
Mm-hmm.
how do I keep saying, honey, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
And like redefining that.
Yeah, she's pretty supportive.
She is. She's been supportive day one. Like, you guys listening would not have pressed albums unless it was her.
It was her doing.
You would not have tours unless it was like, yeah, go tour. You would not have Royce full time if my wife didn't say, quit your job and do it.
I interrupted you. You started to say redefine.
Oh yeah, we definitely got to redefine, which me and her have, what success is to us, you know, to and success to me is being able to leave here on empty.
Yeah.
And if I can leave here knowing that I fathered, you know, knowing that I husband, knowing that I was a community leader, knowing that I made great tunes.
You left it all on the table, we'd say, or out on the field or whatever.
Yeah.
You gave everything you had.
Yeah. And like, for instance, like, you know, we just closed on our first home. Wow. And that was a goal of ours.
That's a big deal.
And that just hits home so much, you know what I mean? Because I'm like, wow, you know, I'm sitting here being ungrateful because I'm looking at, you know, Jay-Z and Kendrick. And I'm like, man, I want that. Which, you know, everybody probably does want that level of financial security. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, wow, I'm being so ungrateful right now when we're closing, when our kids are learning and growing and a part of the community. And I'm living the dream. Like, the dream is to... The dream is to be able to live and give and dream and create.
Yeah.
And I'm living that dream. But, you know, there's this this book I read, The Alchemist, and this dude was trying to find the answer to life. And he said, hey, if you go to this wealthy traveler's home, he'll know the answer to it. So he went to the guy's house, and then he found him and said, hey, I need the answer to life, or some question. And the wealthy traveler said, cool, I got something I got to do. Take this cup of water, try not to spill it, walk around the house, see it, and I'll meet you in an hour or two. The guy comes back, hour or two. He says, hey, I'm ready to ask you that question. And he says, okay, cool, but first, what was your favorite part of the house? And the guy was like, oh, I actually didn't really notice any of it because I was trying not to spill the water. And I was just like, man, that is exactly what so much of us are trying to do. We're living life, trying not to spill the water, and we're missing, like, the beautiful things in our family and our children and our parents and in our communities and in our people. And there's ways that we could be interacting and giving and connecting and serving the underserved and teaching those who are overserved, you know, how to all connect together. You know, and I think that is exactly what I want to do and how I want to live my life.
There's a lot of that overserved going on these days.
Yeah.
People kind of sitting back and just sucking it all in.
Yeah.
And thinking, how do we reach a generation of people who have lived in abundance? They've just never wanted as a population. I'm not saying there isn't want for families within any generation, but we live at a time of prosperity relatively, and scarcity is not our biggest challenge. So your music seems to cut to the heart of that, because even this song you brought us today talks about the priorities there. You know, I've been playing myself. I want to play this. I want to be with you.
Yeah.
And I want God to be the center of my focus and my attention.
Yeah. I've been spending all my time on the road. I've been spending all my time, you know, locked away doing whatever, or in a 9-to-5, or spending all my time on Instagram searching for these likes, you know. You know, right. I'm a great father on Instagram. I'm an awesome husband on Instagram, right. You know.
Just don't ask my kids.
Yeah.
I get that.
And, and really, you're playing yourself, you know, like that, you know, that's not what it's about, you know. And I commend those, you know, those heroes. You know, my elders have become such a hero to me, such a hero. Like my aunts, my uncles, my grandparents.
You got a great family. I've met some of that.
Yeah,
extended family.
I appreciate that.
When we were at Northside Stage together, great opportunity, folks. Royce Lovett, our guest. He's He's got it going on. In our minds, he's a great success, and by all accounts, a great husband and a great dad, too.
I appreciate that.
You need
that.
To get to know this guy. Next time he's in a neighborhood close to you, go see Royce Lovett, be a part of the music, be a part of the experience. I think you'll enjoy it. Thanks, brother. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
A pleasure, always. Royce Lovett, everybody. He is the man. You stay with me. We've got more coming up. After the top of the hour, you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks.
Children are curious and eager learners. Young children learn best when they experience life firsthand in play. FSU Child Care and Early Learning Program knows how to spark their innate desire to find out, figure out, and solve problems through the course of everyday events. Their teachers provide the expert guidance children need to capture and extend their natural eagerness to learn. If you want your child to learn and grow in a safe environment that promotes lifelong learning, call FSU Child Care and Early Learning Program today or visit them online at childcare.fsu.edu. FSU Child Care and Early Learning Program, working together to provide every child with a rich learning environment. Call today, 850-644-7970. 850-644-7970.
Hi, I'm Tom Flanagan. You're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Welcome back to the second hour. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here, coming to you from the Moose Magnificat Studios. MooseMagnificat.com is the place where you can hear the sound of Tallahassee, because Moose Magnificat streaming radio is all local, all original, all the time. People like Royce Lovett. Royce was with us there in the first hour talking about his career and bringing us some of his tunes. It's good stuff, man. And congratulations to Royce in all of his achievement, now having been acknowledged for his talent with The Voice on ABC. And he moves on, as do the good folks with Stone Cold Blues Band, Brett Wellman, Chris Balding. Yeah, they won the regional competition. Now they go on to Memphis in January. And so between now and then, actually between now and December, we're going to be running a kind of a fundraiser for him so they have the means to make that trip. And they got to be up there for, I think, about a week and a half or whatever, a good length of time, in order to participate now in the International Blues Society competition. This will be the national, contest. Brett Wellman, real deal, man. Chris Balding. So lots of good things coming from and pointing to the goodness that is Tallahassee, Moose Magnificat Radio, part of that whole effort and mix. You can download the app if you go to the website, moosemagnificat.com. You'll find a link there if you have an Apple, or if you have, that is, an iPhone, or if you have Android, the Google type, right? So the links are there for you, easy enough. Download the app, you're good to go. And that app is free of charge, and there are no ads. So you just get to enjoy the good sound that is Moose Magnificat. Here's an announcement for you from the good folks at Capital City Youth Services. Proud to announce that CCYS has officially taken over operations of Treehouse, and by doing so, expanding their services to include shelter for children as young as 2 years old. A little history here. Treehouse is a 24-hour emergency shelter for the abused and neglected children of our area. So Treehouse then is for children who are 2 to 12 years of age, where the primary goal of the organization is to provide a home-like environment for the children. Treehouse works to keep sibling groups together whenever possible to minimize further disruption for them. And in addition to providing shelter and care, Treehouse works with partners to protect the rights of the children. So we're going to say congratulations to the good folks at CCYS for this acquisition. We know that they do such a great job with everything that they do in reaching out to children in need for their history They have been monumental in their effort. And the way it works with the treehouse, kids are allowed to stay for a few days or several months, just depending on their circumstances. It's pretty cool. And while they're there, the children also receive birthday parties and gifts and group outings, field trips. In other words, they try to normalize life for these kids to the greatest extent they can. Now, there's also a fundraiser going on for CCYS. It's called the Tallahassee Sleep Out, and it comes up November 7th, a joint effort between three nonprofits in the Tallahassee area. Sleep Out raises awareness and funds to support the work being done by Big Bend Homeless Coalition, Capital City Youth Services, and the Kearney Center. All three agencies are frontline homeless service agencies that provide emergency shelter. So you can show your support for Sleep Out by participating in this fundraiser. And you go to this webpage, and that's called Everyday Hero. I guess you actually can go and sleep out. If you're not interested in sleeping out, you can attend the nightcap reception at the Edison. You can buy tickets for that. Or you can just be a sponsor, and what you do is email sleepout850, and sleepout has two T's, by the way, sleepout, O-U-T-T, 850, at gmail.com. Well, isn't that cool? All right, so that's news from Capital City Youth Services. Thank you for that information. What else have I got here? And here's news from Tallahassee Christian College and Training Center. Pleased to introduce five new training program tracks: pastoral leadership, ministry leadership, congregational leadership, biblical lay counseling, and biblical studies. This is part of their professional development and training program designed for anyone who does not desire a college degree but wants excellent teaching and training while earning a non-credit program diploma in a specific area. So it's really it's job training, if you want to say that. Call Jackie Kinsey for more information, and that number is 850-513-1000. Okay, 513-1000. Right. I will also point to some of the work that we're doing here in relation to bringing awareness to the good folks at Help Christmas Connection. You know that every year we launch this campaign, which is designed to remind us all to give generously, give often. Christmas Connection, for its history, one of the most beloved charities in town, brings the joy of Christmas just a little bit closer to families in need, children who get toys and clothes and even food items because you and I give generously to the work that they do as volunteers, all these people who bring together the work that is Christmas Connection. So our part in that is simply to get out there with our message. And so we pull together our sponsors, businesses in town who believe, as we do, that this is a good use of our resources, a good use of our money and time to put the message out on local billboards and radio and television and print, anywhere and everywhere we can, to reach as many folks as we can between now and the middle of December. And we'll start this next week. The website is there, helpchristmasconnection.com, so you can learn more about this wonderful charity, how you can get involved, and you'll also be finding out where you can bring donations. So they have their headquarters being set up very soon, and we'll probably get Lisa Harvey to come and talk with us about it. She's the director for this year's Christmas Connection. So that's all good. Keep that in mind. As well, our promotion that we entitled Tallahassee Prepared, that really goes on year round. TallahasseePrepared.com is the website. We believe it's important to keep all of us alert and prepared for severe weather at any time of year. And sometimes that involves drought, as we've been experiencing the last several weeks. So when it comes down to it, severe weather is not just a season. It's really an attitude. And with that in mind, we encourage you to check it out. It's all being brought to you by the good folks at Wooden Glass, Sellers Tile, and Plylocks Hurricane Clips. Check them out online at plylocks.com.
My dog was in bad shape, and I was scared. I had never seen her so sick, and my mind was racing. What to do? Who to call? I mean, I raised her from a puppy. She's like my best friend. A few years ago, she developed diabetes, and I've been following her daily regimen carefully. But that morning, something just wasn't right. She could barely move, and I thought, I'm losing my dog. I called a friend, and he said, call Dr. Pliskin. So I called Mahan Animal Clinic. They put me through immediately, and Dr. Pliskin said to get her there right away. Turns out, her blood sugar had dropped dramatically, but he knew exactly what to do. I guess you know. There's no other place I would go knowing that Mahan Animal Clinic and Dr. Pliskin are there for me and Aerith.
Special people and special care for those you love. Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive near Costco. On the web at mahananimalclinic.com or call 402-0557.
Good morning, friends. This is your friend, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We're talking with Brian Cerny on Tallahassee Talks.
Following the success of his 2018 film, A Brilliant Monster, seasoned film director F.C. Raboth looks to helm his sixth feature film this fall. He's our guest this morning. How are you, my friend?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
And we have with us the very lovely Maxine Beck. Now, Maxine is a Tallahassee native, currently works on independent films, particularly working directly with this fine film company that we are referring to here with F.C. Raboth. And she is an assistant director and working on this upcoming film. And the film is entitled, didn't get to this, did I? The Waiting. So let's welcome, before waiting any further, Maxine. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So The Waiting is based on a short film entitled One More Time, and it follows this character, Eric, who is a quirky young hotel worker whose fascination with a dark secret leads him to a surprising confrontation with the hotel's tragic past. Now, we're not going to give away too much of this, are we?
No, but
we're teasing the idea, yeah. As they say. Okay.
It is a romance horror-like film, which is their complete opposites, so it'll be fascinating to see.
I don't know. Most of my romance has been horrifying in my lifetime, so I think that makes a lot of sense. The film stars Nick Lealy?
Lealy,
okay. Mm-hmm. And he plays the title role, but the leading role, Eric. Mm-hmm. And then you have Molly Ratterman and Rachel Comeau, right? I'm doing pretty good here. Mm-hmm. Michelle Feliciano. See, my Sicilian wife taught me how to speak Italian words. Also starring then in this film. So, Maxine, you are contributing as an assistant director, which means what? What do you do with yourself?
It means I've become Fred's right-hand woman.
That's scary.
Yeah. So it's a lot of, especially in pre-production, making a lot of different business calls and just making sure everything's going on track and being on the same page as Fred and the rest of the production.
See, guys like me and Fred, we need that. Someone said it's the balloonist who needs somebody who's tethering the balloon, because otherwise we'll just go like floating off into Neverland. Mm-hmm. So you're that person. You're that anchor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I need it too. We have a chain of command. That's the only way.
So you have people that you can order over.
Yes.
That feels good. Right. So you get tired of taking orders, you can give them. So we also know that, Fred, you have been involved in several other productions. As in this case, you were the executive producer on the project, along with some colleagues, Jared Rush,
Jared Rush is the producer on here.
And Sharon Collins.
Yes.
And Jessica Roscoe.
Yes.
Okay, without giving us too much of the storyline here, tell us what drew you, I guess, to making of this film.
Well, they say, a lot of people say, and I wouldn't say, it's just that romance is a very difficult film to sell, like that genre. Mm-hmm. And horror is the opposite of romance, is what I've been told many times. So mm-hmm. I wanted to film, I love doing genre-bending films because I don't believe in genres. I think it's good to mix a lot of things in. And this basically is about a story about a man who falls in love with a ghost that's haunting one of the rooms. And they can never rent out that room. And he's trying to like save the hotel. But in turn, he actually gets to meet this ghost and finds out all the secrets.
Wow. Now, see, you've already given us a fair amount of insight into this story. Now, Maxine, you have been in front of the camera as much or more as you have been behind the camera, we'll say. Previous projects including acting in the Vampire series, right? The Vampire series Deathless, and short films like Evoke and Vice and Virtue. Which do you prefer? Do you like working this side, the producing side, or the acting side?
Yeah, they're very different. This is one of my first times really being hands-on with production, because I did a little bit of it in Vice and Virtue when I was working with the director, Michael Pettit. And now that I'm seeing this part, there's a lot that goes into it. But I'm excited to see the outcome, because it can be so much. But Fred knows that. We all know that in the film world, pre-production is a scary time. But acting is a completely different monster, because when you're acting, you kind of have to change your mindset. It's a different way of thinking.
How is it different? So with the administrative stuff, there's a kind of sequence, right?
Yes.
Is it circular or is it linear? Like this happens now and then that happens? Or is it kind of always going on in a circle? Or
I suppose you could say production, in some ways it's both, because it's linear. You're trying to go forward to solve the problem, but then problems just keep coming up and it's...
so you're spinning it's back an issue, around. Yeah. Whereas as an actress, you know, okay, this is my role in this film, and do you try to connect all the dots while you're going in?
And it's very empathetic thinking. And again, you have to shoot the scenes over and over again, but it's empathetic thinking versus problem solving and being more critical.
And in that way, you just stay in that moment that you're shooting, so that way the character has life. I get it. Okay, okay. Fred, you and I have talked a lot. And thanks for being here again on the show. Over the years, you and I have talked about filmmaking in general. And for those of you who don't know him, let me just say that F.C. Raboth is an American film commercial director. He's an inventor, author, comedian, AP winner, huh? For your journalism, and then an entrepreneur. So he's got all this stuff going on. Lived in several countries before the age of 16. Where did you live?
Lived in the Middle East, lived in Europe, lived in Canada, just because of my dad's work.
Because of your father.
Yeah.
In this particular film, does that come to bear with you bringing this human and this ghost together in a romantic way? And they're seeing each other from different parts of the, we'll say, largely universe, right?
Well,
one living, one not, so to speak.
Exactly. I mean, it's. I really wanted to stem on the title about the waiting. I mean, this ghost has been waiting and waiting and waiting. And I found that to be just sort of... The best way to describe it is like a long-distance relationship.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Yeah. And so between two worlds, and I think it's just interesting to see where they try to find in common. And it starts off in a very horrific way. The film is a horror, let's not forget. And then it sort of switches over. So with this one, it's the hardest part, which is kind of the message of the film, is the hardest part of love is the waiting. Waiting for that person to show up, or waiting for that time to be together. Or that's the part that I really wanted to emphasize in this film is that aspect.
Talking with F.C. Raboth. Fred is an American film commercial director, and he is our guest this morning, along with Associate Director Maxine Beck, and you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
The devastation is unparalleled in our history. The massive damage, displacement, and loss of life are staggering. The recovery will be long and painful. Hurricane Michael has left its mark with us forever. Through it all, the remarkable devotion of utility service personnel, emergency management leaders, law enforcement and first responders, community relief organizations, and the hundreds of volunteers bringing aid and comfort to thousands of people here and across the region has been nothing less than heroic. It's hard to know how to express our gratitude, but right here, right now, this is our heartfelt word of thanks to all of you our heroes, the men and women who have stepped up and remain determined to win this fight, and no doubt will go on caring and serving. Thank you. From Super Signs, your best source for lighted signs, banners, and yard signs, now in their new location, just south of Mahan Drive at 3025 Nathan Lane, and online at yoursupersigns.com.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking with F.C. Raboth, who is an American filmmaker, local, living in Tallahassee. How long have you been in Tallahassee?
Been a while, like over 10 years.
Yeah. I know it's been a while. How long? I mean, I'm
about
thinking
10 years.
Okay,
yeah.
10 years. 10 years. That's a decade,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but just I'm kind of more of a nomad because I travel so much. It's kind of hard to say where I am.
I was going to ask you that. What do you do when you're not making movies?
I work with my inventions. I travel a lot and try to sell them to other countries or stuff like this. And
what
I just
kind of inventions are we talking?
So I'm working on a special traffic light and a special shoe, which I can't talk about, but it's a really unique shoe. Yeah. So
all sorts of intrigue going on. Yeah. You can't tell us all about the movie. You can't tell us about your shoe.
Fred's mysterious.
He is a mysterious man, is he not? All right, fine. You're just working the mojo here. That's what you're doing. If you were to compare this film, we were talking about the film that is forthcoming, mm-hmm. and for those of you who have just joined us, shame on you. The film is entitled The Waiting, right? Is this a film you've been wanting to make for a long time?
Yes. I found the idea of romance with horror to be so fascinating. I just really like the idea of just like how could we mix those two things? Because in a horror movie, you always see like someone running away from someone, mm-hmm. and you never think like, oh, but maybe there's a love story there somewhere. And so I just thought it was like, how can I put these two completely different things together? And that's, I just love doing that.
You start shooting next month.
Yep, October 25th is our first day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Will all of that happen here in town?
Yes. Like, for example, A Brilliant Monster was filmed one-third in Tallahassee and two-thirds in Orlando.
I see.
But this one's going to be all here in Wakulla, back and forth in Tallahassee. Yeah.
Is Florida currently a film-friendly state?
No. It is not at all.
Why?
Because they've removed the tax incentives, and they've also... all the talent now has left Florida, like, as far as, like, we train them from school and they'll go to another state.
I mean, we have a great film school, and there are a number of graduates who have been highly acclaimed, right?
And I'd love to get a percentage of them who've actually stayed in the state, which is probably very low.
Not happening.
Yeah.
And that's largely because of tax incentives being done away with. Huh?
The irony is Orlando used to be called East Hollywood,
right?
And now it's no more. They used to film Nickelodeon shows there, everything. Now it's just empty.
Yeah. Well, I know New Orleans, Louisiana, mm-hmm. they're big time into film, so is Georgia.
Georgia, North Carolina, and a bunch of other states now, even New Mexico. It's just they're getting billions of dollars, and we could have gotten on that. Unfortunately, there's a mentality here that we don't need to do anything. And I don't know if you saw, they even cut down on Visit Florida. That just shows you, like, so it's kind of interesting because all the filmmakers went up and we tried to get them to
focus. So maybe what we're saying is, hey, look, leave us alone, right? We're Florida, we love our beaches and we love Mickey Mouse, so we just go away.
Well, their argument is that our things speak for ourselves. If you want to come, you'll come and you'll pay for it. And so,
boy, oh boy, the height of arrogance, right?
Yes.
We're Florida, come on. Yeah,
right. Yeah. And unfortunately, we have Florida men working against us on advertising.
Oh, so, boy.
Yeah. There's so much land, though, to be used and so much beautiful scenery. Mm-hmm. And it's ridiculous that because of that, they can't film shows here because of the tax incentives and all that kind of stuff.
And you're a native of Tallahassee. You are, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am.
So, and you're a student here as well, or no?
Actually, I go to the University of Florida, but online. And when I'm not doing all of my film projects, I coach a high school mock trial team, and I'm possibly going to pursue a career in law.
High school mock trial?
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
At Lincoln High School. So if the film industry...
Tanks.
I'll just become a lawyer for Fred. And
well, that's what we all do. That
represent
we all
his
say
films.
This doesn't work. I'm going to go to law school. Right.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, sincerely, good luck to you on that.
Thank you.
At the same time, you seem to really know what you're doing when it comes to filmmaking. So I would imagine, given what we've talked about, the funding being a challenge, what else are you doing to try to help get the money in to make the movie?
There's a few different approaches, but right now, especially in the world we're living in, since technology is such a big deal and it's harder to just reach out to people personally, GoFundMe is a very big platform for people to use to raise money. So that's something we've been using a lot. And there are ways to get grants and loans and things like that, but sometimes that's not what artists would like to do.
Right. So if I want to help support the making of this film or any film that you endeavor to
I would just go to facebook.com/thewaitingmovie.
Ah.
And then you can find our GoFundMe there, or support, just link or share, just anything like that. It just does help us a lot to make these films.
I like that.
Yeah.
Tell us about the cast here. So you've got Nick Leali, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yes. He is a Floridian. However, he's living out in Oregon right now. He's actually coming back just for this production. Molly is actually in California, and she's coming into Florida. So we're trying to bring a lot back here.
Mm.
We did a film a couple of years ago, I don't know if you remember, with a witch. And
yes.
People would go and take pictures of Lichgate after our film there. So I thought that was really cool to get some attention back to Florida. Because right now, honestly, all I see is negative press online just from unrelated things. But we just need to really bring some attention back to the state.
Interesting you say that. There's an article, I think, in yesterday's paper, actually an opinion piece from a retired police officer. So PD Live is a TV broadcast, right? Yeah. TV show. Apparently, the city of Tallahassee has agreed, we're going to let you ride along with active duty police officers. And I've never seen the show, but guess it's kind of like that. It's firsthand accounts of what these guys and gals are doing out there, you know, catching bad guys or whatever they do, whatever kind of incident they're having to deal with. Well, this particular opinion piece said, that's not a good idea.
It's not.
Because Tallahassee particularly has already developed for itself a kind of negative impression, we'll say, whether it's justified or not. You know, when you got a guy over here at Dyke Industries who gets into a scuffle with an employee, and within a matter of minutes, he stabs five people, and this makes national news.
Yeah.
I mean, this was on the national news outlets that morning. CNN, Fox, they all had it.
Yeah, it's not just Tallahassee, it's just Florida in general. Now we've got all this Florida, like I keep making talk about this, like Florida Man News, all this stuff. It's really bad, so we really need to do something to go against all this negative press. Mm-hmm. And it's really sad because we have such a great state. And
I think you and I should make a movie.
There you go.
Why not? You're not busy. Why don't we do a movie about the real Tallahassee? Let's do that. And Maxine could be in the movie.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Are you booked? You got anything else going on there?
I'm waiting right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know that you mentioned this cutback visit Florida was
by 33%.
I mean, there was talk about defunding entirely visit Florida, and those of us in the biz of PR and such,
Colorado is a great example. Colorado cut away from their tourism industry there, and it took them decades to get back to where they were. And so, I wish we would learn from other states. It's interesting. It seems like we're not learning.
Well, fortunately, you're here to help us. And in that regard, let's restate this. This is a film that is entitled The Waiting. And you say it's based on a short film entitled One More Time. Tell us about that.
Well, it's loosely based. It's not. It's very.
You were inspired.
Yes. I just thought it was a fascinating concept. It was. Mm. This is about a guy who wanted to go on a date. Same actor, by the way. Yeah. We actually went out to. Here's the irony. We went to Louisiana to film it because they had this. They had this like
of course.
This big film prize, and they held it in Louisiana. And we went and did that, and I just said, you know what, I really want to do more here, and so that's what ended up happening. But really, there is, outside of film festivals, there really is nothing attracting people here, and that's,
Well, we have the Tallahassee Film Festival, and then you have the Tallahassee Short Film Festival, and apparently those two groups don't work and play well with each other. That's kind of a weird thing. And then you have the film school.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, you know, you're talking about how tough it is to do films in Florida. Why are you still in Tallahassee?
That's a good question. Well, I'm trying to get to the bottom of that. I really like the state. Yeah. I think there's a lot of potential.
Yeah.
I would love, because right now, South Florida has been, like, it's been so much investment and everything has been, so much is going on there. Central Florida is growing. Now it's North Florida's turn. Mm-hmm. And I would love, we have a lot of space here. We can turn a lot of studios here. We can make North Florida a really big place for filmmaking. Mm. There's just so much to do.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. Talking with Fred Raboff and Maxine Beck about this upcoming film, The Waiting, and you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks. Stay with me.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for over 70 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best, like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Hi, I'm Jerry.
And I'm Pete.
And we're with the Jerry Thigpen Trio. And you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
How do you go about selecting members of the cast? What's your rule of thumb, I guess?
I love going to acting classes.
Yeah, yeah.
I love seeing, that's like a really, it's like I just go meet actors and see.
Yeah.
And the big thing about acting is, you really want to see people who want to improve and want to do better, because then you can work with those people.
Yeah.
A lot of people
teachable.
Yes, exactly. And who are open to direction.
So does that happen here in Tallahassee or around about, wherever you happen to be? Or
around about. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of great schools. Like Orlando, there's a school called ArtSake. It's a gold mine for actors.
Right.
There's in Tallahassee, there's so many places to go.
Gotcha.
And the talent is just there. You just have to go find it. And yeah.
And you said, of course, you begin shooting in October. During the time that you're shooting the film, will you be here all the time, or will you continue your travels back and forth? How does that work?
Do you mean after filming?
I mean, if you're shooting here starting in October, we're looking at how many months?
Oh, it's actually only, we're filming in only 2.5 weeks or 3 weeks.
And you're done.
And then done.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Wow.
Fred's a madman.
Yeah. Hey, now.
That sounds scary. It does. Yeah. Right.
Only on Thursdays. But
right. And so everybody gathers.
Yeah.
You bring your cast together. Mm-hmm. You have, and this is, Maxine, this is part of your job, I guess, or maybe it is your job, to say, okay, here's how this goes through these next 10, 12 days.
Yeah. Like you said before, there's a hierarchy. So it just depends, and we have other people for other positions, depending, because there's a lot of moving parts, and I have to make sure that Fred is able to concentrate on everything he wants the movie to be able to accomplish, and just making sure everything gets done and runs smoothly.
Right. Did you have training as an actress before you got into doing film, or was this something that just sort of came to you?
Yes, I did. Quite a few different theatrical productions in high school. So I studied more theater instead of film, but that wasn't the style that I preferred. Because we do have the FSU School of Theater here, but the style is very different than what they're looking for film. So you have to be versatile.
If you were forced to choose one or the other, would you rather be directing or would you rather be acting?
Like I said, they're very different. I think in my life right now, I really like acting because I think to be a good director, you have to understand a lot of things about acting. And I think Fred really understands that. He really understands the human emotion and psychology as well, which is what really helps with that, the human emotion.
Yeah. So will you be, once this film is completed, are you actively seeking other roles in other films? Or do you sort of go back to, okay, I'm going to be a lawyer, so you have other interests and activities? And
Yeah, I constantly go back and forth. It's sometimes difficult because I can't decide what I want to do. I really love
when you grow up. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and before we start filming, even like this week, I'm doing a short film called I Can Hear You Breathing. So just back and forth between projects, and that's the thing. But there's so many creative people here, and if they work together, they can create something so big, and that's one of Fred's missions. Mm.
You have done a lot of commercial work as well, right? Shooting for. Is that always in the Tallahassee area? Have you gone around the country doing that?
Yeah, we've done everything from the Super Bowl commercial to national ads. It's I travel, sometimes not. Sometimes they want me to do it here. They usually come to me like as because they want something done fast.
Right.
So that's sort of what I'm usually the go-to for that when they need something quick. And so I like to get things done very quick.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing when it comes down to, you know, your per diem and what you've got to be able. I mean, we're talking practical terms here, and you don't have major investors standing behind you throwing money at you. You know, I think of the making of The Godfather, right? Mm-hmm. And so how many times that thing was buried and on its way, and they kept trying to keep it going. They went through, I think, I don't know, a dozen different producers because they just kind of wear out or run out of money.
Yeah.
But they kept pushing forward. And, you know, Coppola was like, well, I'm going to make this film. Living in a one-room apartment with his wife and daughters and eating canned beans. I mean, that was the story. And there's a rather a significant contribution to that story. So where are those junctures when you find yourself faced with, you know, hey, I gotta make this part happen, but I don't have the money to make that happen?
A good example is, so let's say, hypothetically, you have $100, and you can either spend it on getting like a good piece of equipment or feeding the actors. What we decided was, okay, let's just go to Costco and we'll cook the food ourselves to cut down costs to focus on getting that piece of equipment. So there is, that's where you can change it, where you're not necessarily cutting corners, but you're finding ways to save money.
And you're working your own internal controls that you do have control over.
It requires a lot of different people and their efforts and resources, and that's what we're really grateful for. Yeah.
Films, of course, have been well recognized for their willingness to arrange for product placement. Does that work in your world? Are you able to go to a local vendor and say, hey, you know what, how about throwing down with us here?
We did try that once. However, it didn't end up actually helping out monetarily. It did give us a good like relationship with them, but it didn't actually help in that sense.
That part's supposed to happen, right? Yeah.
We thought if we prove ourselves, and the issue is that I think what happens is, and you know, you mentioned like the Tallahassee Film Festival and the Tallahassee Shorts and the FSU. These are all their own isolated
things.
Yeah. And then just like filmmakers, there's too much isolation in Florida. If we can just bring everything together, and we've been talking about this for a long time, that's the key, but we're just not doing that. And everyone's got their own, they all have their own agendas and everything.
Yep.
And
I find that among musicians in this town. That's where I spend more of my time.
Yeah.
And here we have our own radio station, and you would think, right? Moose Magnificat streaming radio. Pretty much self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. All local musicians, all original songs, all the time. Mm-hmm. So when you talk to the musicians, they don't know each other. More so, they don't want to know each other.
Yeah.
And they don't work cooperatively.
I mentioned this earlier, actually, not here, but another, I guess, talking with a lot of people is... you have all these film school students and filmmakers who go out to California, and when they're there, they all come together there because it's a unique place, and then they all work as a team. And I'm like, why didn't you do this here? it's all a mental thing, and it's because when they're there, they don't know anybody, and so they're forced to. And that's the big thing.
So we get a great big building, we put them inside the building, we lock the doors.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, there we are, friends. Yeah. Fred Reboth, our good buddy, who is back at it again with this new film, The Waiting, goes into production next month. And his very able associate, Assistant Director Maxine Beck. Thank you, Maxine, for being with us. Fred, I love you, man. Good luck in this film. And hey, folks, check out that GoFundMe page. That's a good idea. Facebook.com/thewaitingmovie.
The Waiting Movie.
Simple enough.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what we have for you today, folks. We are the production of Spatterwork Media and Entertainment, coming to you from the studios of Moose Magnificat, Tallahassee's radio to the world, bringing you all local musicians playing their original songs all the time. That is Moose Magnificat. Find us online at moosemagnificat.com. Carl Cerny is our executive producer. I'll be looking for you again next week. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Children are curious and eager learners. Young children learn best when they experience life firsthand in play. FSU Child Care and Early Learning Program knows how to spark their innate desire to find out, figure out, and solve problems through the course of everyday events. Their teachers provide the expert guidance children need to capture and extend their natural eagerness to learn. If you want your child to learn and grow in a safe environment that promotes lifelong learning, call FSU Child Care and Early Learning Program today or visit them online at childcare.fsu.edu. FSU Child Care and Early Learning Program, working together to provide every child with a rich learning environment. Call today, 850-644-7970. 850-644-7970.